This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is approaching the season of gratitude in the last week of November. Let's get together. Hello, good morning, good mid-morning, good lunchtime, good evening, good whenever you are. This is Erica Longdon and this is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you interact with the world. And as I said, we are approaching in the States the festival of Thanksgiving, or the celebration of Thanksgiving, however you like to frame it. And to be honest, as a Brit, we've imported every other festival of yours. I wish we'd import that one, because I think the idea of giving gratitude and holding a day to be grateful is a wonderful idea. And it being non-commercial and just about getting together and sharing, I like that idea. So government, if you're listening, please can we have that one? I'm running a live Facebook chat room, so if you want to come and join me, I'm just refreshing the page. I haven't had a look in there. Our internet in the UK today is very slow. I don't know if there's more of this global thing going on, but for some reason it is very slow, so bear with me while I get in there. I have to say hello also, because I know that neither of them can actually be in there, but I know they're listening. I want to say hello to Polly Ford, who's up country from me, somewhere around Salisbury, I think, and also to Erin, who I know loves to listen to this show, but can't get in the chat room. I can see I've got some lovely people in there. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth Hollowatty, Maureen White Varner, to Jennifer Hart, who's in the UK, but I know has lived in the States, and says, good morning, America. And hi to my buddy, Erica, up the road. Blustery showers and chilly wind here. Have you lighting your wood burner? You and me both, Jennifer. You and me both. And also my Libra sister, Maureen White Varner. Happy Thanksgiving to those in the States, and blessing to all. Absolutely. Let's see if I've got any more comments in there. Let me just tip them the right way up. Bear with me. If you want to come and say hello, yes, beautiful butterfly. Thank you, Tara. If you want to come and say hello and have a reading, that Facebook chat room is open. Go to 12radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side and you will see an option to chat. Come on in. The water is lovely. And also, I'm just checking as I say that my recording system is recording. So if you drop into the show halfway, or there's something you want to hear again, I will get it to the on-demand as quickly as possible. And apropos of that, I am going to do a meditation in the middle, as well as doing readings. And so if you can't do the meditation right now, I will put that up. It'll go up on the on-demand system. And actually, while I was sitting creating it about 20 minutes ago, my guides all said to me, why don't you offer that as a Thanksgiving gift on 1-2 Listen as an email-based service? And I thought, what a great idea. So I am going to recraft it when the show finishes and really clean it up and make it as good as I possibly can. Put it up as an email-based service. I can't offer it for absolutely nothing, because the system does not allow that, but I will put it on as low as the system will possibly let me, which I think is about $20. And then it can be something you could use over Thanksgiving and perhaps gift to someone or share with a family member if you think that would be helpful. So I'm just giving you a heads up about that. It'll be an email-based service, and then I'll record it as an MP3, and then you can say download it and keep it forever as a gratitude practice. And I'm just turning my light round because it's going dusky here in the UK, and I can't actually see. So gratitude. There I was pondering about gratitude before I came on air. And it's lovely to have Thanksgiving, don't get me wrong. I wish we would bring it over here. But I did think, wouldn't it be good to set an intention to have an attitude of gratitude every single day? Wouldn't that be good? I say, if you want any help with that, front page of 1-2 Listen. It is gratis, free. You have 50 advisors empowering the gratitude board. Good morning to Mark Husson. The boss is in the room. Morning, boss. I'm looking forward to your show. I'm so looking forward to what's going on this week. So that's coming up right after this show. But I was listening, thinking about, mulling over gratitude. And you know, To me, the three most powerful forces in life are love, of course, but also forgiveness, which is a form of release, and gratitude, which is a form of sometimes of surrender. It's an acknowledgement of the gift of life, and it can be a wonderful opportunity for grace. So I was pondering those. Also, a meme I saw today that I absolutely loved is saying, if you're beating yourself up at any point about failing to do something over this period, like I haven't got the turkey right, or I've forgotten to do this, forgotten to do that, do not. I love this meme. Reframe it. Failure is simply life's feedback. I just love that. It is. It's true. It's your feedback. It's how you learn. When you're a child, you get feedback from the teacher. Well, it's life teaching you. Failure is feedback. I love that. So I think this week is an opportunity to drop the masks we wear and our barriers to understanding, and just to reevaluate how we relate and how we love, and maybe offer some grace and forgiveness to those with whom we have a discord, or perhaps a situation like that. I'm also drawn and reminded to the fact, if you know it, the Ho'oponopono prayer or practice, which obviously came to light with that wonderful doctor working in Hawaii, working in a mental institution with people who were deemed to be impossible to cure. And simply by chanting this prayer and looking at their files, their mentality improved. His name was Dr. Haleakala Len Hugh. Please don't ask me to say that again. It's taken me ages to practice. But he just sat there and looked at their files and with all his heart said, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And that acknowledges there are two sides to a relationship. And it is such a powerful practice. I cannot begin to tell you. I do it as a meditation sometimes, even when I'm driving the car, I'm sitting at traffic lights, I'm standing in the line at the supermarket waiting to pay for my goods. You don't have to set time out. You can just do it and make it a chant, make it almost like a program that is running in the background of your life. And I cannot begin to tell you how powerful that is. So I'm going to do this meditation now because I'm looking at the time and I want to make sure that I do it. And then I'll come back and do you some readings. And the idea is that you're going to invite those that we struggle with, or situations which are just confounding us, and ask them to join you and see what we can do. So let me just find myself some music. I keep reaching for the wrong side of the mouse because I've switched the mouse over, and just muscle memory, instinct, I keep reaching for the wrong mouse. So I want you to imagine that you are walking through a white stone path. In a beautiful exotic garden. And ahead of you is an octagonal round wooden temple with high vaulted ceilings and a beautiful restful tones drifting out towards you. And you enter through the arch and you find cushions in a circle and a giant rose quartz in the centre of a trickling fountain. And you take your seat and you call your guardian angel to join you on another cushion. And then you can call on archangels, ascended masters, guides, spirit animals, unicorns, dragons, fairies, Reiki masters, light beings of benevolence from the stars beyond, whomever you feel you would like to sit with you at this counseling conference. And you invite those people with whom you would like to heal your relationship, or a visual representation of a situation that you would like to heal. And know that these conversations are happening at a soul level, not a human level. So you can share your innermost heartfelt thoughts and be open to listen to theirs. You may not agree, but you can commune in love and grace and agree to respect and release each other. Ask advice from the masters or the archangels or whomever you have chosen as your counselors to sit with you in this circle. What advice do they have for you about this situation, this person, this relationship? What is the lesson? Why are there triggers? How can you reframe it? You could use the Ho'oponopono prayer to offer them, "I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you." Forgive, release, be grateful for this ceremony, and thank whoever attended to guide you. And know that grace and forgiveness will set you free. And then slowly, when you're ready, thank all those who are attended and release them to other duties and arise and make your way back out of the temple into the beautiful exotic garden, walking, continuing your path along the beautiful stone white pathway, knowing that you are walking forward in your life. And so it is. Well, I hope that was helpful. I will, as I said, try and get that repurposed and done properly for One to Listen and offer it as an email-based service. So, thank you. Gratitude for sharing that with me. I'm now going to refresh the page for the Facebook and just see where we're at and get some readings done, because I'm looking and I'm already halfway through the show. I have a confession as well. I still haven't channeled my December starscopes, so you know what I'm going to be doing this week, and I'll bring those to you next week on this radio show. So let's have a look. Let's turn most relevant into all comments and see who is in there. So good morning, as I said, to Maureen White Varner, who's my Libra sister. Happy Thanksgivings. Would love a card for our daughter Megan. Second year of med school, big exam month. Gosh, she's fighting demons, but I know she's going to be an amazing doctor. Do you know, Maureen, I think so too. I've followed this journey with you a little, and I think she's just going to be the most amazing person. And she has you to guide her. And you are a wise being, Maureen. So there we go. Wash, as I say that. So don't let her get stressed, because I have a Three of Air, which is not a card I would have expected in answer to this, but actually it's about letting go of the past. Sometimes this card is about sadness because it's about loss, but actually this is about letting go of the past. And the words that spring off the page to me is personal growth that comes through challenges. Now, an exam is always a challenge. Gosh, they're stressful. So she's going to grow through this and grow in confidence. And also, as I said, that meme of putting failure is feedback. Not that I'm intending she's going to fail, but everything is feedback. So if there's a section she feels she didn't complete as well as she would have wished, that's life giving her feedback. And hopefully that will help her move forward. Looking further down, as I said, good morning to beautiful butterfly gift. Oh, I love your, love these memes and hearts. Butterfly from Tara Elizabeth. Jennifer Hart down the road with her wood burner. Wishing I had cake in the house. Oh, naughty, naughty. Looking forward to hearing you shortly. A card if you have time, of course. So let's have a look. Okay, there we go. A card for Jennifer Hart, please. That was half the deck. That's me dropping the deck. Let's just clear this deck. So here we go. Okay, whoops. Ooh, new beginnings. You'll like this one. It is the Dreamer in my deck. It is the Fool in standard tarot. I prefer the Dreamer because this is always about a new beginning. It comes with Archangel Metatron, who takes care of our highest chakra. And it's someone stepping through the door of the past with their faithful dog at their heels and a bag that we know is going to be filled with all the wisdom of the journey they're about to take. And an hourglass that's completely full at the top because it's going to start running. And these journeys can be very, very long. You can be talking about a lifetime journey, but quite often these journeys are a new cycle beginning in something. And as we're talking about shifting energy and gratitude, I'm going to take this that there's a new cycle beginning in your life. And also Metatron is the archangel who will expand or tighten time and space. The number of times I've been late for an appointment or the train's broken down and I had to get to a concert and I said, Metatron, help, please. And bizarrely, even though it seemed impossible, I arrived at the venue on time. So maybe Metatron's going to help you with that, Jennifer. I hope so. Good morning to Mark Husson. Thank you for the message. Please feel free to go at the very top of the hour. I will do. Thank you, Mark. And because you're in the room, I'm going to pull you a card. Why not? So let's have a look. What do we have for Mark? I know his show is going to be fabulous. Can I have a card, please? For the boss of all things 1-2, the creator of it. Interesting. Five of fire. So I hope you're going to have a good show. Actually, this is a card for gratitude as well. It's about, I hope you haven't got this going on, Mark, because it's about walking away from drama and knowing how valuable and how valued you are. So I don't know if you've got any drama going on in your house. Maybe it's the two little pooches or something, or the turkeys are acting up. But anyway, whatever it is, walk away from the drama. I hope that turns out to be helpful, Mark. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Could you use some help focusing on gratitude? Feeling Christmas blues early this year. Any messages? Well, I hope that meditation will be helpful, Tara. So let me just clear the deck for you and ask what, there we go, there comes the card. Meditation, I have the Four of Air, and in this deck, I love this card in this deck. It's a lady who's a warrior, but she's sitting cross-legged meditating. Her armor is at the side of her. She's taken it off. She's just not striving and fighting anymore. And because this is an air card, this is about your thoughts. So she's taken the decision not to let her thoughts spin her. And behind her is a beautiful stained glass window with the word Pax, which is Latin for peace. So I would say to you that meditation, be mindful of your thoughts. You're in control of them and not the other way around. Do not let them spin you. And use whatever techniques you can to stop them. So maybe you just stop and take a deep breath and say, no, I will not harbor spinning thoughts and negative projections. Because fear is always, I was saying this the other week, fear is always a projection, unless you're standing in front of a saber-toothed tiger, in which case I hope you run. But otherwise, fear is always something that we think will happen in the future, and it may or it may not. But thinking about it in the present simply robs you of your peace in that moment. So hopefully that will be helpful to you. Laura Kasdan Fulton, good morning. Would love a message. You'll listen to the replay. No problem at all. Happy Thanksgiving to you too. A card for Laura, please, if I might. Thank you very much. Again, all these air cards. This one is a Two of Air, and it's a lady with it's actually a new moon and lots of emotion going on behind her. And she's not allowing, because she has two crossed swords and they're crossed across her heart. So this is someone who's not allowing either her emotions or somebody else's emotions to rob her of her peace of mind. Sometimes it means we're unwilling to look at something ourselves, but given what I've been talking about this morning, I am going to take it, because tarot you could learn forever. It just goes back and back and back and back. This is someone who is not allowing emotions to get out of control. I'm going to leave it like that. So hopefully that will help you with your Christmas blues. Actually, sorry, this is Laura. So that was Tara. I looked at the wrong line. Hopefully that will help you with what's going on in your life. Jennifer, thank you for that kind words about the meditation. We'll be using that. And you like the card. And thank you, Mark. Walking away from drama, very right on. Havi's report came back from the vet clean. Thank goodness for that. No more drama. I'm so, so pleased for you, Mark. Thank you. And also Tara Elizabeth said, thank you so, Erica. So true. I am trying. I'm just looking how much, I'm just going to refresh this Facebook page because I don't want to leave someone out. And I try to watch people coming into the room as they go. Let's have a look and see if I have missed anybody out. Most relevant or comments, bear with me while I sort Facebook out. I do wish they'd stop doing this. You know I've said that endlessly. Right, phew. I think I have actually done a card reading for everyone who's in the room, but I do appreciate that not everybody can be in the Facebook or indeed wants to be in a Facebook chat room. I get it. There's no judgment in that. Or maybe you're listening to the replay on demand. So I would like you to have a card. So as you can hear, I'm just clearing the deck and asking, tuning in and saying, what card would be relevant for you listening wherever you are, whenever you are, to this show? Could I have a card, please? There we go. All these air cards again. Gosh, it's going to be a week. I can't wait to hear what Mark Husson has to say about this, because I've got all these air cards about loss of peace of mind. This one I've got the seven of air, and the first words on it are loss of peace of mind. So I think we are all going to have to be very careful, because when we have these big celebrations that happen in the whole country, I think expectations are put upon us about how they should look or how it should be or how we should feel or how people should react to us. So I think this card is saying loud and clear, beware of your loss of peace of mind or the sense that you might have a loss of personal freedom, that someone is expecting you to go somewhere or behave in a certain way or say something or do something that is maybe not in alignment with how you feel or what you want to do. Be very aware of others' actions. They're quite free to do whatever they like. What you have control over 100% is your reaction to them. Nobody can make you feel anything, and you are not responsible for someone else's happiness. By all means, be polite, be considerate, but you don't have to do something that you don't want to do. So I'm hoping that that will turn out to be helpful. I'm just looking at the clock, and Mark has very kindly given me a few more minutes. Bless you, Mark, for that. There's a wonderful lineup today, by the way, on 1-2 Listen. I mean, Mark's show, as you know, follows me, and then you've got the Intuition Hour with Kat, and bear with me, I'm just going up to the top again. You've got Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson is at 9 a.m. Pacific. Laurie the Love Sherpa with Laurie Love is at 10 a.m. Life Journeys with Serena, who's the fabulous producer behind all this and has helped dug me out of all sorts of techno holes before now. Thank you, Serena. She is here. So it's going to be a fabulous morning on 1-2 Listen. The 1-2 Listen, my brain is scrambled. That's what happens when I go into it. It is a fabulous morning on 1-2 Listen as well, but it's also a fabulous morning on 1-2 Radio. My brain has been scrambled all week. If it's the astrology, Mark, please explain it to me. This Libra has been in another land all week. Okay, I am now totally coming up to the end of the show. I will get my December starscopes written this week, and then I will be bringing those to you next week when I'm on air. So here we go. Thank you so much for your company. I am so grateful for you and the connection that we have, and to be part of this 1-2 family. It is such a privilege. Have a wonderful week with Thanksgiving. Celebrate and know the world is grateful for you. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye for now.